You're listening to SBS News.
The number of new coronavirus cases in Victoria has jumped again to almost 300 after a drop in new infections yesterday. 1,000 extra defence personnel will come to the state to focus on data analysis, supporting testing sites and paramedic crews. Premier Daniel Andrews says 28 of the cases are linked to known outbreaks and the state's team is growing to meet Victoria's health needs.
Obviously, with such large numbers, it is a real challenge. To get to the bottom of exactly where those people have been, who they've spent time with, who are their close contacts, and then to make sure that appropriate public health responses are delivered at that individual and family level right across those suburbs and indeed right across the state.
The number of COVID-19 cases linked to an outbreak at a Sydney pub has hit 28, with the New South Wales government tightening restrictions for indoor pubs and hotels. Of the 28 COVID-19 cases linked to date to the Crossroads Hotel, 14 are people who attended the pub and the remaining are all contacts of those cases. The new restrictions include bookings capped at 10 people and venues must have a staff member monitoring safety practices. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she wants seated service at pubs and hotels, no cutlery stations and socially distant lines. She's told Channel 9 patrons must not be standing up and socialising at venues to avoid the potential spread of COVID-19.
So all businesses, it's not, just not good enough to have a COVID-safe checklist if you're a pub or a hotel. You have to abide by these guidelines, otherwise they're very severe penalties. But it's also up to the patrons to do the right thing, and I can't stress that enough.
All patrons of the Crossroads Hotel between the 3rd and 10th of July must self-isolate and are being urged to get tested, with investigations ongoing to determine the source of the infection. The Queensland Government, meanwhile, has declared the Liverpool and Campbelltown local government areas of Sydney as COVID-19 hotspots, saying residents of those areas who try to enter Queensland will be barred entry. Queensland-based visitors returning from Sydney hotspots will be forced into 14 days of hotel quarantine once they return home. Queensland's Health Minister Stephen Miles says Queenslanders who fail to follow some coronavirus rules could be jailed, with the state government suggesting fines are not enough of a deterrence.
So this week we will move amendments that will allow us to apply a penalty of imprisonment for breaches of those health directions. So the maximum penalty on the spot will be $4,003 or up to 6 months imprisonment.
Anyone who flies into Western Australia from Victoria will be immediately tested for COVID-19 when they land at Perth Airport. And South Australia is delaying the lifting of border restrictions to those from New South Wales and the ACT. The provision was scheduled to be lifted on the 20th of July, but South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says that will now no longer happen, largely due to the Crossroads Hotel outbreak in Sydney.
The super spreader event, which has occurred at the Crossroads Hotel on the Hume Highway, is really of great concern. There are now many hundreds, in fact, probably in excess of 1,000 people that are now in isolation as part of that super spreader event.
However, Mr. Marshall says the state is still a long way from imposing a hard border with New South Wales like it has with Victoria. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, has raised concerns about outbreaks in a number of Melbourne aged care facilities and says face masks will now be mandatory for those working in the aged and home care sectors.
Surgical face masks provide an additional physical barrier to prevent the spread of COVID-19 to senior Australians receiving aged care. They must be used in addition to hand hygiene, cough and sneeze etiquette, and physical distancing. Most importantly, no worker in aged care or home care should be going to work if they have any symptoms, no matter how mild. To do so is putting lives at risk.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.